This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. It's been about three decades since Take Our Daughters to Work Day began. A generation ago, Gloria Steinem started it as a way to help girls learn about different careers. It later expanded to become Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. You could say that for the past 2 years, for some parents, every day has been Take Your Kid to Work Day. Now, more employees are going back to actual workplaces. And yesterday, which was the official day, some brought their kids with them. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
6-year-old Charlie Galla is in Grand Central Terminal in New York, on his way to work with his dad at the software company Datadog. To prepare, Charlie decided to dress like his dad.
Button-down shirt, sneakers.
Which seems just right for a tech company. And actually being at one is kind of an unusual experience for Charlie, his brother Lyle, and their dad John.
I've been working in a home office for all this time, and they would sometimes peek in and cook up their faces on Zoom calls, but it's fun to get them back in there and see the sort of adult world and where things happen and people go.
Charlie kind of wants to work in a tech-related field, as he and his brother Lyle describe.
I'm a video game developer.
But I do it in space.
This kind of creativity should be encouraged, says Serbi Lal. She's one of the board co-chairs for the nonprofit Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work.
I think one of our jobs as some of the grown-ups in the world is to say, here are the possibilities that exist. And we want to encourage you to think about other possibilities that don't.
Earlier in the pandemic, when fewer people were going into work, the organization started offering virtual programming on this day. This year, students could stream a discussion between different workers, including, a video game designer and a public health specialist. Serbi Lal says this is especially useful for kids whose parents can't take them to work.
There's a lot of people who work in environments where it maybe may not be appropriate for kids to be there. And so this gives kids a way to really interact with professionals and also think about what it is that they might want to do.
The day has its critics, including Richard Reeves of the Brookings Institution, a think tank. He runs the Future of the Middle Class initiative there.
It just immediately struck me as a practice that is almost designed to pass on status from one generation to the next.
Reeves says employers should make a point to reach out to kids who don't have family ties.
The idea of opening your doors to young people to come and experience working life is a really good one. What makes it a great one is if you can give that experience to young people who would otherwise not get that experience.
Reeve says it's good for children whose parents work in a grocery store to see what it's like inside, say, a think tank. And for a kid whose parent works in a think tank to see what it's like to work in construction. A kind of take someone else's kid to work day. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.